A normal start to this discussion would be, say, good evening. But it's not a good evening in our city right now. Over these last couple days, I have spoken at length about the pain the killing of George Floyd has ignited, not only here in Chicago, but really across the country. It is a pain wrapped in righteous anger. And that pain is anger is rightfully expressed, but only ever peacefully. Peacefully. I've been engaged for the last 6+ hours watching a tragedy unfold in our city. What started out as a peaceful protest has now devolved into criminal conduct. I have watched as protesters hurled not just words, but projectiles at our police department. Bottles of water, urine, and Lord knows what else. I saw protesters armed with shovels, bats, hammers, and metal pipes. Now, to be clear, I've marched in a few protests in my day. But neither I nor anyone that I was ever with saw the need to bring weapons in order to lift up our voices and express our First Amendment rights. Now, I want to give praise to those here in Chicago and across the nation who have come together peacefully to express their righteous anger and their grief and to make their voices heard, as is their First Amendment right. But I want to express my disappointment and really my total disgust at the number of others who came to today's protest armed for all-out battle. You don't come to a peaceful protest with a bowling ball or a hammer or a shovel or a baseball bat. You don't come to a peaceful protest with bottles of urine to throw at police officers. I applaud the vast majority of the individuals who came here to make true and lasting change peacefully. But to the rest of you, I'm here to call you out for your recklessness and for your obscene disrespect to the righteous cause that you are trying to hijack. When you the individuals who give in this way, we all lose. By giving the very same forces of oppression, we are fighting against the false validation that they crave. I want to announce that effective at 9 p.m. tonight, we will be imposing and enforcing a curfew from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. until further notice. I also want to applaud our police officers for maintaining their professionalism and restraint despite blatant and often frequent provocations. To the men and women of our police force, I want to say I know you are exhausted, and I know you're risking injury and illness to do your job. And I want you to be clear that your city stands with you. We can only work when we work together. We are the great American city of Chicago. And in Chicago, we look out for each other. We get each other's backs, and we keep each other safe. That's what we've always done, and that's what we will always do. We will protect our city, and we will protect each other. We are proud of our long legacy of spearholding bold, peaceful protest movements that have shaped and reshaped this nation generation after generation. And I will not let criminals take over our city and shame the majority of us. We are better than them and the disgusting display that they put on today. And I want to be clear. Not here, not now, not ever in Chicago. Superintendent Brown will now address you.
Thank you, Mayor. All day today, our officers have done their best to uphold their oath to protect the city of Chicago. Our officers have shown great patience in the face of stiff opposition. Bottles, rocks, Molotov cocktails, gas have been thrown at them. People have punched and hit, broken on officers' bones, and yet our police officers stood there professional and made Chicago proud. I grieve for George Floyd's family. The video is hard to watch. The great injustice that led to his death. These officers in Minneapolis have painted the police profession with a broad brush as corrupt. And what holds true is that law enforcement is still a noble profession. And where we fail as a profession, and we failed in Minneapolis, without question, we own it. We accept that Minneapolis is not representative of law enforcement. So you can call that a lot of things, what happened in Minneapolis. One thing you can't call it is policing. That was not representative of American policing. Our department would uphold the laws of this great American city. Lawlessness has no place for our First Amendment right, a sacred right that we uphold in this country. It defines our democracy. And we also are a nation of laws. Our democracy is just as defined as being a nation of laws. Lawlessness has no place in our cities. And our officers will uphold the laws of this country. It's interesting that protesters start out peaceful, and then another element comes in, and they start out angry, mean-spirited, harmful, hurting. Supposedly in memory of George Floyd, who did not resist. He did not resist. He did not deserve the treatment he received. And yet people are destroying property. They are meting out violence in the memory of a man who was unjustly killed, murdered by police officers. You are not representing the Floyd family in the right way by doing what you're doing in our American cities across this country. And our police officers are determined. We're determined. We are not shaken. We are not taken aback to protect our city. And so we will be enforcing the curfew here in this city, the mayor just announced. We will be taking you into custody when you destroy property. We will be taking you into custody when you are meting out violence, when you burn cars, when you turn over cars, when you break out windows. We will be holding you accountable and taking you into custody without question. And that's just facts. Thank you. Richard.
Thank you, Superintendent. Thank you, Mayor. Good afternoon. So I was born and raised here in the city of Chicago. I've been with the city for 31 years, and I personally haven't witnessed this type of behavior taking place in our city. I know Chicago, we're better than that, and we're going to make sure that we get this right. That being said, we've had our Emergency Operations Center open all day today for a separate mission. Realizing that the situation was beginning to escalate, we brought in additional resources throughout the course of the day. Federal, state, county resources. Our infrastructure departments are lined up with us, assisting Chicago Police Department, Chicago Fire Department, and helping keep Chicago safe. I would just ask that we realize the people out there are people who are your neighbors, your friends, your cousins, your relatives. Let's look out for them as well. They're working hard, and everybody wants to go home safely tonight. Mayor.
Listen to the mayor's press conference.
Before I take questions, let me also add, I want to give thanks to the fire department who has been on point all day today. And Chief, your people have been really, really great. I want to also give thanks to the Illinois State Police. They have been our partners in this mission. I want to thank the governor, who I've been in constant contact with over the course of the day. The state police has been tremendous in the support that they provided. And I'm happy now to take any questions that you have.
My name is Brittany Garzillo. I'm with Fox 32.
I'm just going to ask you to raise your voice a little bit.
Brittany Garzillo with Fox 32 here. Mm-hmm. You announced an effective at 9 p.m. imposing and enforcing a curfew from 9 to 6 until further notice. Exactly how will you be enforcing that? And why wait until 9 p.m.? Why not now?
Well, we want to give people ample opportunity to clear the streets. We're talking about 35 minutes, so I think we're giving them ample notice. My expectation is that most people who have been peaceful today are going to go home. But if they don't, then we give the police department another tool to use to enforce the curfew.
You mentioned that you were in touch with the governor today. Can you briefly explain what that was about, and if you asked at all for help from the National Guard?
Well, I don't want to get into the particulars of my private conversations with the governor, but I will say that he's been a great support throughout this pandemic, and today was no different. We talked several times today as I gave him updates over the course of the day as the situation was evolving, and he's offered to provide us with any resources and support that we need, and I'm grateful for that.
Besides the curfew, what else is being done, or specific steps and procedures that are being taken to get this under control? As we mentioned, police vehicles being tipped over, graffiti on buildings and roads. What are some other specific things?
Well, we've taken steps throughout the course of the day, and we'll continue to do that. We're bringing in additional resources. I'll let the superintendent detail any particulars, but suffice it to say, we're making sure that we have this situation under control. The men and women of the police department who've been out there for the course of the day, particularly in the loop on both sides of the river, have been doing yeoman's work in a very difficult and evolving circumstance. We wanted to give time and distance, as you're taught in de-escalating, to make sure that the people who were peacefully protesting could do so and do so in safety. But as we've talked about, the situation has clearly devolved, and we've stepped in to make the necessary arrest, and we will continue to do that. We are not going to allow this situation to get out of hand, and we're going to be aggressive in arresting those who want to engage in criminal acts instead of actually honoring the memory of George Floyd by peacefully protesting.
In reference to my previous question about the curfew, what is that specific, you mentioned a specific tool if people don't go home. Can you talk about what that tool
They'll be arrested. We'll give them the opportunity to disperse and leave the area, and if they don't do that, they will be locked up.
There are reports from police sources that you blocked the use of gas hours ago. Should that have been
said again?
There were reports from police sources that you blocked the use of gas.
That's incorrect.
Hours ago.
That's incorrect.
Okay. Do you have enough police to endure the night? And perhaps Superintendent Brown.
Yeah, I think we have the resources that we need, but I'll let the superintendent speak to that.
Yes, we do. We have considered a relief factor because officers only work so long on the line. And so we've mobilized additional resources. We had already planned to bring in additional resources today, and we did, to help. And we're bringing in more resources, and we're planning for the coming days and making adjustments as appropriate.
Superintendent Brown, while you're here, you mentioned that bottles, rocks being thrown at
gas, just all kinds of just excrement. It's horrible.
Do you have numbers on how many officers have been arrested? Injured, or how many people have been arrested so far?
From yesterday, we had dozens injured. Today, we don't have an ongoing count. We do have one officer with broken bones. I would tell you that's pretty serious. Others have had minor injuries, but it's ongoing, and night's young, and this crowd is increasingly more mean-spirited and violent.
Do you have an idea on how many buildings have been vandalized?
Several buildings have been vandalized. Glasses have been broken out. We quickly respond with pepper spray and arrest to prevent looting. But again, this has been a challenging moment for all cities throughout the country. Chicago is not unique, but our officers have conducted themselves in a very professional way. Our city should be proud of their police department tonight.
Thank you. And are there plans for tomorrow if the protests continue?
Of course, yes. For the coming days, tomorrow and beyond, we are constantly comparing and looking at what's happening in other cities, what's being planned either on social media or other avenues, other platforms, so we can get some sense of the intelligence that's going to lead us to continuing to plan around what's happening on the ground.
And perhaps this is for both of you. I know that we've heard from you that you're both united in your vision for public safety. The things that we're seeing today, as we mentioned here, people living have lived in the city for so long, never seen anything like this before. Were you together prepared for this to happen today?
Yes, without question. I think the response that the officers, the temperament of all officers, you see across the country where some officers have not been as professional, and it started in Minneapolis where the officers were obviously not representative of policing. Yes, we're prepared in our temperament, we're prepared in our posture. We profiled a really high presence of officers throughout the downtown area. We have made arrests only when appropriate. If you were peaceful, we didn't overreact. When you crossed the line, you were placed in jail. Yes, we have been prepared. Yes.
And I just have one more question. Somebody specifically asking about the number of arrests today, specific number.
We don't have a final number. As soon as we get one, we'll definitely put it out for you.
Questions over here from Tribe. In a previous press conference, Mayor, you said, both you and the superintendent said that Black people are facing two pandemics. Yet for COVID-19, you've been able to come up with creative partnerships and initiatives to slow the spread of the virus. What creative strategies do you plan to implement to ease organizers' fears of over-policing, which is what many of them are protesting today?
Well, let me just be clear. The people who are throwing things at our police, who came armed with weapons in it, what should have been a peaceful protest to honor the memory of George Floyd, those are criminals. And we gave and will continue to give peaceful First Amendment expression the space that it needs and the space that it deserves. But we can have zero tolerance for people who came prepared for a fight and tried to initiate and provoke our police department. There's no space for them, and we should not give them any shelter anywhere in our city. That's not who we are as Chicagoans. The vast majority of the people who assembled yesterday and today did what we would have expected, which is peaceful protest. But for the other element, they came to stir up a mess and create havoc, and we're not having it in our city.
From Hyde Park, Carol, Mayor, are essential workers exempt from the curfew?
Yes.
From Heather Sharon at WTTW, any consideration calling up the National Guard?
No.
From A.D. Quick at Cranes, given what we've seen in other cities less rated today, what was your tipping point for imposing a curfew? And was it too late?
Well, we had a lot of discussion about this possibility, and I've been talking to other mayors across the country over the course of the day as we've been seeing things evolve, whether it's L.A., San Francisco, Seattle, other parts of the country. And there's no magic moment that it became clear that this was something that was going to be necessary. But in consultation with the superintendent over the course of some time, we believed that this was a necessary tool for the police department to be able to use, to be able to clean out and clear out, in particular, the downtown area and keep people safe.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Thank you all.